Mountains, Barbara. Lots of mountains.
Lots of mountains. Beautiful mountains.
You know, I was
born
in mountains.
Hard mountains to climb. Yes.
I was born in Durango. Mountains all around me. I'll tell you, I've always loved the mountains. And, you know, I get away from it for a while, and I don't feel well. I have to get back close to the mountains. And I think about that scripture, and I think I can paraphrase it. But it says, I look to the mountains, and I get strength from the mountains. I get help from the mountains. And mountains are very important in Scripture, but the kind of mountains we're going to talk about today could be also called obstacles. They could be called hindrances. They could be called problems in our lives.
They could also be called advancements in our lives, too, because through difficulty sometimes, well, I can almost say most of the time, Darren, when we go through difficulties in our lives, it's for a strengthening of our character. So when we do confront those mountains, it's how we react to those mountains and what do we do with those mountains in our view that is going to really count. That's really what's going to be important.
Well, you know, if a person could be around anyone's life, they could be around my life, your life. If I could be around their life, we would know their strength of character, really, mm-hmm. in the Word, if we could see how they react to the mountains that pop up.
That's right, and they always will. It's like when you're going on a road and you go around a curve, and here it is, another hill to climb, another mountain. I know we were just in the mountains a little while ago, and you get over one pass, and you go down into the valley for a while, and here's another pass, and it's sometimes higher than the pass that you just went over. So you gear up, and you go for it. And that's what we have to do in life. We have to go for it.
Well, and it's amazing to me how these engineers get us through the mountains and on even the interstate highway. But you still have to deal with the elevation. You still have to deal with the problems of getting from in the valley, as you said, mm-hmm. the valley floor up to the top of the mountain and down to the other side. But it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
going to
be talking about that today. So let's pray. In fact, before we begin this teaching today, I want you to pray.
Oh, all right. Well, I thank you, Father, that you've given Darren and me the opportunity to bring this important lesson to your people, Lord. And I praise you, Father God, that in all of the cases of all of the obstacles that each one of us face every day, Lord, you have given us an answer. And by Holy Spirit, I pray that this lesson will truly be a breakthrough for our brothers and our sisters, our friends, the listeners of this teaching. In Jesus' name, we cover it with the blood of Jesus. And we say that Satan, the liar, the thief, cannot take this teaching, especially the word that we give in this teaching, away. He cannot take it away from the listener's ear and from the heart of those who hear it. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, as you look at these mountains that come into our lives, and all of us have them, and some people say, I don't have a mountain, I've got a mountain range. I've got a lot of problems, a lot of problems. Well,
yes.
Let's take a look at it, and I believe that as we look at these mountains and we say, well, number one, are we alone in facing this mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Or is God with us? Mm. Now, if God is with us, then that mountain shouldn't be any big problem.
That's right.
But many times we get isolated, and Satan loves to isolate us and get us away from our true identity and our true surroundings. And if you allow that to happen, you're going to have a sense of being alone, being by yourself. If you have that, then that mountain may appear to be immovable. It may be a hopeless situation. It may be an impossible situation.
Yes.
And yet there are scriptures that say nothing's impossible with God. And I think the important word in that scripture is with God.
That's right.
If God is with you, then there's nothing impossible for you.
Praise God. There are other scriptures, too, that God is with you. And we know the one in Hebrews 13:5b that says, I will never leave you or forsake you. But also there's Deuteronomy 31:8 that says, the Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. And there is another beautiful scripture in Isaiah 48. I'm turning to it right now. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. If we know that even through the mountains, God is leading us in the way that we should go, we will go through those mountains with victory.
Now, you just read Isaiah 48:17.
Yes, praise
God. Okay, now that's one for a financial mountain.
Yes.
You know, he says, I'm going to teach you to profit. You have to have a profit or you're going to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us have learned grievously the hard way, you can't borrow your way out of debt.
No.
You have to have a profit.
That's right. You're always a slave to that lender. If
right.
you borrow and borrow and borrow, you're
borrow,
always
borrow, borrow.
The slave. That's right.
Well, I believe in part, getting the amount and truly identified for what it is,
mm-hmm.
is something where we need to go to Holy Spirit first thing. We need to say, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, dear friend, would you help me correctly, honestly evaluate this mountain? Is it a mountain? Is it a molehill? Is it a smokescreen? Is it one of those vain imaginations? Is it imaginary?
Mm-hmm.
Is it fantasy? Is it real? And based on what we get back from him, and I can tell you what happens with me, Barbara, when I go to Holy Spirit and I start praying about a situation, I'll tell you the fear leaves and peace comes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can think straight. But as long as that thing has me on the run and has me intimidated and it's on top of me, I can't think straight.
That's right. And as long as the enemy brings us a smokescreen, as you say, that wrongly identifies our problem or our situation, and we wrongly identify that mountain, we will never get the answers. We know so many people that come to our meetings, Darren, that say, it's my husband, it's my children, it's my job, it's my whatever. But sometimes those are wrong labels, and we have to get to the real root of what is this thing that's causing you to keep...
Or it's the wrong assessment.
That's right. Keep your prayers being answered, yes.
One of the first things I've learned to do is to get on my knees and pray. And in fact, I like to pray. Well, usually I don't pray on my knees. Once in a while I do. But let's assume that I get on my knees or I go to my chair and I sit down and pray, or I get down on the floor and lay on my face and cry out to the Lord. But I'm asking him, first of all, Lord, is this mountain in my life because I've allowed sin to come in?
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, in fact, I prayed that just last night because I wanted some answers and I didn't want any other chatter from any other quarter, certainly not from any evil spirit. I wanted to say, Lord, if there's sin in my life, if this situation is there because I have sinned, I want to deal with that right now and take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's frequently where I start, because I don't want to get down into hours and hours of praying and days and weeks and whatever and working on a situation and then find out, whoops, this thing is in my life because I have allowed a compromise or I have sinned someplace.
That's right.
I want to confess that sin and say, Lord, I'll take care of this. Whatever I have to do, I'll take care of it. But I can't tolerate having anything between me and you, and I want this mountain removed.
Yes, and we really need to be gut-level honest. I know there was a lady that came to our meetings. She wanted healing in her body, and she's married to a Mason. Now, some of you may say, what's wrong with that? Well, when you're married to someone, you're one flesh with them, and they have allowed this satanic cult to come into their lives. That's a sin. And we have to face those things and say, is this a sin? Are you pleased with my life, Lord?
Right.
If he's not, we've got to be honest and truthful and say, well, Lord, I'm going to get this out of my life. And that's the only way that healing will come.
Well, there was a gentleman who came for healing here a while back, and I was praying along for him, and he said, you know, I've been prayed for by a lot of people. And what he had was a rather serious disease, and it could really cause complications. And with this disease, eventually, why, they'll start removing limbs, and I mean, mm-hmm. then you're in a wheelchair.
Go blind, yes.
You go blind, all
yes,
kinds of stuff.
That's right.
And I was praying for him, but I didn't make a breakthrough until I rebuked and broke the power of the curse of the generations.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to this man, and I didn't say this in criticism, it's just you got to deal with the facts.
Mm-hmm.
The facts are that if great-great-great-grandfather sinned or whatever, the word says that those sins come on down through and the grandchildren pay. Well, you say, well, that's not fair. Well, I don't know, you know, how we determine fairness here, but I'll tell you, you can break those curses. When we came against those curses and the man was healed.
Yes, he felt none of the symptoms that
he didn't.
Just moments before.
Right.
Praise God, hallelujah.
So what we're saying and giving these illustrations is you might say, is this mountain in my life because there's a curse operating here? And of course, we have a 2-tape series. It's a very popular series
mm-hmm.
called When Curses Go, Blessings Flow. And some of you are under curses. And because of those curses, you have mountains in your life. You have
That's
obstacles.
Right.
You have
That's
hindrances.
Right.
And what we're saying here is not condemning you at all. We're cheerleaders. We're saying, come on, let's get up and go
yes,
for it.
Identify that mountain.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. Why is
yes,
that thing there?
That's right.
Why has it been allowed to stay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason, folks, and you can find with the ministry of Holy Spirit, you can find out why it got there in the first place, why it's been allowed to remain, because the word says a curse causeless does not come.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why that thing's in your life. Well, we're not here to just talk about curses today, but that's one thing I look at. When I'm praying for people, I say, God, am I dealing with a curse here? there seems to be something in this family,
mm-hmm.
and reoccurring things. Sometimes I've prayed for people, and I said, I sense a spirit of death around you. Have you ever been tempted to commit suicide? Oh, yeah.